First of all, the acorns drop from the century tree during the first 2 weeks of October. Before that time, they are not yet mature and they haven't dropped from the tree. If you wait any later than the second week of October, the army of squirrels on the A&M campus will start confiscating all these squirrels as winter food, and you will not find a single acorn on the ground by November 1st. So the first 2 weeks of October is the time to get the acorns. Secondly, you will need five times as many acorns as you think you will need trees, because only one out of five will sprout. If an acorn has a little BB-sized hole in it, that's where that grub larva that I mentioned earlier has emerged from the acorn, and chances are that acorn is infertile. But go ahead and get five times as many acorns as you think you'll need. The third thing to do is do the float test. Focus on the sinkers. Plant those. One thing that anybody who's ever bought a tree from a Lowe's or Home Depot or a big store will notice that often the tap root goes to the bottom of the container, and once it reaches the bottom of the container, it has nowhere else to go, and so it grows in a circle inside the bottom of the container, which is very unhealthy for the tree. I came upon a line of potting containers called Root Maker, available online at rootmaker.com. The Root Maker containers use a concept called air pruning, and I did not know this until I started my project. Whenever a root is exposed to air, it will stop growing, and then it will come upline about 4 inches and branch off a new root. And so the Root Maker containers intentionally divert the roots to the air pockets on the side of the containers so that the root is exposed to air and it branches numerous times inside the container. And the net result is a very dense, very fibrous root system, which is very, very healthy for the tree and enables it to do maximum absorption of water and nutrients through the root system. So that's rootmaker.com. One other thing, you'll notice that the tree stem will grow vertically faster than it can support its own weight. So once the tree stem gets about 12 to 14 inches tall, it will start to lean because it's not strong enough to support its own weight. You will need to use some type of tree stake initially to make sure that the tree grows in a vertical fashion. Initially, I used wire coat hangers cut the length, and then eventually I started using a fiberglass tree stake. But a tree stake will be necessary at some point. The last thing, once you plant the tree into the ground, usually a year or maybe even two after it's been sprouted, I highly recommend a tree watering method called Tree IV, which is basically a 5-gallon bucket with a perforated plastic spike that goes into the ground next to the tree. The bucket snaps on top of the spike. You fill up the bucket with water. It gravity flows right down to the root zone. It takes about 60 seconds to water the tree. It's very fast. It's very efficient. And it's about the easiest method that I've found to water a tree after it's been planted. And those are available at treeiv.com online. That gives basically a nutshell of pointers that somebody can use to grow their own century tree seedlings.
I like the use of nutshell there. It was very appropriate.
Tongue in cheek.
All right.